Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
And I could only imagine that build up your resilience.
I was going to say, this is probably why you are confident, because you learned how to deal with rejection and failure.
Totally.
Like
100%.
Now you're like, whatever.
And so many parents these days are protecting their kids from any rejection at all. So when they finally get to be 19, 21, independent, and they fail at something, they cannot handle it.
Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy, giddy.
Guys, welcome to the podcast, Cadnat, and we have a super amazing guest on our podcast and her mother. And the reason we did this, well, first of all, Spencer and Robin, welcome.
Yes, thanks.
I have to say, we've seen your videos.
Okay.
Didn't know you, like, a long time.
Yeah.
Didn't know you were 19. Mm-hmm. Didn't know you were from Ontario. And didn't know that your message would impact us as moms so much, because we have two daughters.
Sorry, and our two daughters are sitting right here beside us. It's Taylor and Olivia, so there's a room of five. And Taylor and Olivia are freaking out a little bit because they're so nervous to actually meet her, because they've been following her since the day they got on TikTok, and they are completely inspired by everything about her and feel like they know her. So they're just sitting here, like, trying to keep their shit together.
And I'll tell you a bit of backstory. As two moms, these two have always been, quote-unquote, the biggest of all of their friends, of all of their children, didn't fit into normal sizes. And people would stop us and talk to us about them like they weren't there. So, like, why are they so big? Like, wow, they're so big, right? They're so to like,
mom, I would want to like, what?
It's really hard because you're like that. Our young daughters are hearing that. And all they're hearing is how big
they were little, right? Mm-hmm. And they talk about them as they stand there. And we recently, you were like in grade 5 or 6 and they're like, wow, she's so big. And like looking her up and down. And I'm like, yes, she's her name's Olivia. Yeah. She's right here beside me. Like, we don't need to point her out as a thing. And I think that as a mom, we struggle with keeping their identity and confidence intact. And when we see your daughter at 19 killing it, we're like, okay, here.
Goodness, there's someone they actually look to who they're going to be inspired by, who's a good influence. I was explaining you to my husband this morning. And he's like, what about her? I'm like, all these things about her.
My first question is, what does it feel like to have 12 and 13 year olds looking up to you? And I'm sure all ages being like, you're so inspirational. How does that feel?
And just so you guys know before she answers, if you are not aware of who she has millions and millions following her on her social media platforms and on TikTok.
It feels like unreal to me because I feel like when I was younger, I'm doing what I wanted to do, if that makes sense. Like, I wish I had someone to look up to when I was younger and like, well, I feel like I struggle with my confidence sometimes.
Oh, for sure.
Because I was started doing acting when I was little, so it would be like a lot of rejection, stuff like that. And I was like bullied a lot when I was little.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to have someone to look up to. So now it's like being that person is also a little bit stressful because I'm like, I don't want to say the wrong thing. Like, I want to make sure that I'm actually making people feel confident.
Yeah.
Then at the end of the day, it's like if I even help like one person feel more confident, then I'm happy with it. Because like that's all I really want to do is just like help.
Like, hearing you guys are like, oh, I was nervous to meet you. I'm like, I was nervous to meet you. Like, I still feel like I'm literally, like, grade 7, grade 8?
Yeah.
No, I'm like, that's, like, I still feel like I'm like that. So when you guys are saying, like, she's 19, I'm like, holy, I'm 19 already? Like, what? Like, I still feel like I relate with you guys so much because I literally feel like I'm your age, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I've matured and grown up, but I still feel like the same, I don't sound like a younger girl because I'm still young, but I still feel like
yeah,
a girl and I still have all those emotions and, like, feeling like, oh, like I didn't look, like I was super insecure back then. So I can still feel those emotions, if that makes sense. So it just feels kind of insane that it's like,
and so many questions.
I also want to say, I bet your mom still feels insecure at times. Because
I was just going to say, I know you sometimes.
Yeah, she does.
Like, not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like she has, she's the little voice in my head now. Because I'm like, I cannot say that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want her to feel like this at her age.
Or if you say things, I'm like, no. Because if you say like, yeah, not that you ever say you look ugly, but like if you said you look ugly, then I'm like, I look like you.
Right? And I'm like, yeah, exactly. And I'm always hyping you up. And then you're like, you can't hype me up and not hype yourself up.
Yeah.
Or it's you always say, like, I'm really hard on myself. So like anything I do, I feel like I'm not doing enough. I'm not being like successful enough. I'm not working hard enough. And whenever I say that, you're always like, you're my like art piece. Like I made you.
You can't say that. It literally makes me crash. So I was like, you're my greatest artwork. Like, I made you. If you're making fun of yourself, you're calling yourself up to like,
me.
She's like, do you like that? Like, you respect me?
So we're like, I never thought of it though.
So it really is. Like, if you're making fun of yourself, your parents made you.
Thank you.
And I think
we love that.
Yeah. For them, it might not feel rude to them, but what they might get to 19 and be like, I don't want to be rude. Right now, they like to be rude.
I always tell my parents, I'm like, you are so, like, you're so cute. You're so beautiful. Mostly the little boys because they're still young. And I'm like, you're so cute. But I'm like, do you know how you got this way?
I'm so cute.
It's funny when you're saying, that you're like, you get nervous that you're not saying the right thing because you want to make sure that you have the right impact on the girls that are following you. Mm-hmm. And I was, we were talking to the girls about why they like you and why they follow you. And Taylor was saying actually something specifically about this.
Do you want to try to say it?
Because you're saying that you're like overthinking, like, should I post this? Is this going to be the right thing? And Taylor's one of the reasons she loves to follow you.
It's like if somebody tried to like cancel you, I feel like there was nothing that they could flip. Like, you're so confident in what you say that, like, they couldn't, like, turn it around.
They couldn't cancel. No, they canceled.
Like, there's no way.
It's, like, I'm always terrified of getting canceled. It's like I tiptoe around something sometimes. And even this morning, I filmed something. And actually, I tried on clothes yesterday. And then I was like, ew, like, I look so bad in these. I sent that to my boyfriend or something, which, first of all, I shouldn't even be saying that. But then he's like, you don't look bad in that. Like, it looks bad on you. He's like, you should blame the clothes.
Yeah.
And I was filming a video this morning saying that. And I was like,
I don't look bad in it. It looks bad on me. Like, it's not my fault that I'm too beautiful for these jeans. And I was about to post it.
Love that.
And I was like, is someone going to cancel me for being, like, overconfident?
Right?
And thinking that I love myself too much?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Which is, like, in reality, I should be able to say, like, that I look too good for the jeans. The jeans are too small. They don't look good on me. Yes. It isn't my fault.
Yeah. And you know what? That will come with, I think, age. Because I feel like as you get older... Because you guys are growing up in a really different world than we grew up in. And we always say, because, you know, people, there's a lot of haters online. Like, do you get them or no?
I'm banned from commenting because I can't fold my...
She beefs people.
I can't hold it.
So you go in on the comments that
it'll get asked. Yes.
I love it. Bye. There's the door. Get out of here. And I'm like, she's like, do you see this? Hair 9367, like commenting, and I'm like, I don't read it. I was like, so
block him.
She said, I don't really care. At the end, she hardly reads her comments anymore because there's just so much pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I read like nice comments when it first goes up. I know it's all gonna be nice, but when it's like a comment with like 16 comments back, I'm like, okay, I don't really care what they said about me at this point because it's like all just gonna be mean.
Well, that's what Taylor says. She goes, you know, there's a lot of people on TikTok and they address these mean comments. She's like, I'm not aware of a video where you're talking about the negativity that you just kind of ignore.
And not like a lot of creators will like duet it when there's like something said of them. But I was just like, I don't really care.
Well, because you're literally behind the screen saying,
don't give them the attention of it.
Yeah.
And whoever's commenting that is not who you're trying to reach anyways. And I always say people that comment negative stuff, that's the only way you're going to notice them. You're so lucky it doesn't impact you because we talk to women now who get crushed by comments at like who have, you know, almost teenage children, and it's an armor you need because the people do like to bring you down even though they don't need you. Do you think you helped create this, or do you think that this was her?
And like, creating not just being the physical aspect, but
the confidence. Because every mom's like, what did you do?
Because we want that.
Honestly,
it wasn't just me. Like, no, I give her total credit for who she is. But me and my husband, we just always loved her, always loved all our kids, and always told them how awesome they were and pushed them. And
100%.
Like, yeah.
Well, even a lot of negativity.
In friendships and relationships, like, I expect, like, I'm not saying, like, I expect so much, but, like, I expect a really good friend or, like, a really good boyfriend because, like, I always just, like, you guys were so amazing to me all the time.
You guys listen to that. That's a huge piece of advice for every person. Like, expect good friendships and good relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, like, a lot of people don't do that.
Yeah, I just...
And I would tell you, like, we always had honest communication. Yeah. I always say, like, I don't know about this girl. Like, I wouldn't, like...
Here's as long as you can see her ever again. Like, we were never like that. But I'm like, let's kind of talk about...
But yeah,
right.
What she's bringing to your table.
And even in like, even now, like I send my dad just random selfies of me. He'll be like, you look so beautiful, just like your mother. Like I had like my parent dad, like, you know what I mean? Like, you hype me up so much. Like anything I'll send you is like, you're just instantly hyping me up. Like a lot of my friends' moms, they'll like tell me that their mom like kind of brings them down.
Or it's like, you can't wear that.
Where like, I've been just wearing anything I wanted really my whole life because you guys have never been like, don't wear that crop top, like, that doesn't fit you or something. Like, it's been, like, wear whatever you want.
And I also have two
sisters, so that's an
awesome. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I have four kids, so.
Oh, there's a boy and three girls.
Yeah, this is a boy.
17, he's really cute.
Yeah. I'd be like, gosh, oh, okay, yeah, I'd be opposite, right?
Yeah.
And boys and a girl.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's a good point because it's funny because I hear a lot of dads when their daughters are wearing like crop tops or short shorts, they are making comments to their daughters and Taylor always will like buy whatever she wants. And I'll always be like, is it too short? I'm like, do you feel comfortable?
Yeah.
So again, then wear that out, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And even like some of the school stuff when they tell like Taylor she can't wear like rips in her jeans.
Oh my God. Yeah, there's like, I can't wear school uniform.
My Neil is the queens
of redemption.
We are queens of breaking the uniform.
Like anything. Yeah.
I will own something here. I do get nervous when they look older and what will happen when they go out and people treat men to hit on them because and how they can, do they have the skills yet to respond in a way that keeps them safe? Because we were in Florida and they were in adorable outfits, but like crop top, short skirts, and lo and behold, two men decide to pull up and
making a TikTok in front of the house
and start heckling them, right?
And so Kat jumped off the beach.
Yeah, I'm like, Halsey. I'm like, no. Literally, I like would like I was be back, and man, it was like on my mom and my heel. She's like, don't tell dad.
She's like, your dad is going to go, and I'm like, you will get arrested. I will just lay it down. I'm like, I'm so mad. I was like,
they were gone.
They were gone, and I was like, you did the right thing because. If some men get angry and they feel they can, you know, to hurt you because you're angry, I'm like, this is a situation we're going to have to talk about more because if you look 18, but you're 12, and I was like, tell them you're 10.
We saw them the next day and gave them a dirty look like we were waiting at the bus stop in Florida, and we saw them driving past and he stuck his head out the window.
I was like,
not again.
And then if I
feel my mom's going to kill me,
that's my only thing about 12 and 13 year olds in outfits where I'm like, can you handle what's coming? Like, you're not emotionally matured. And it was like the first time it happened to her, because she looks a lot older, she thought she was getting kidnapped. So she's like running home, like, oh, mom's got kidnapped. And I'm like,
now you're checking.
She's like, he rolled the window down and was like, you know, come here. And I was like, oh God, okay, let's have this conversation of what's happening, you know?
And it's kind of hard because, like, I feel like even when I was younger, like, now people, so you guys are, like, 12, right?
Yeah, 12.
When I was 12, it's, like, I looked younger than, like, when you guys looked 12.
Yeah,
and, like, my TikTok also is, like, everyone who's younger looks so much
younger.
Or, like, crazy, so people, like, post it, and they're, like, oh, this girl, she's actually 15, but she looks like she's 21, and I was, like,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
They thought you were 25.
It's a message.
Posted 19 who like, I thought you were like 32.
No.
Like,
what?
No. You never like wanted to be old. You never said you're not. I can't wait to grow up.
I always say like, I literally wish I was 12. I wish I was still.
So when you're 25, people will think you're 19. It's because you're so mature. And, like you're going to flip. So you'll be carded till you're like 31. And
until like 40s.
Your mom would like, your mom is so young too.
So young.
Yeah.
Stunning.
They'd be 50.
Not
that infectious.
And four kids, they didn't age you.
But no, she's happy. And like, listen, we need to move out north and like go to the town club. And so you're on TikTok now.
I literally got in just to watch her videos. I'm not even gonna lie, I'm her number one fan. All my kids, whatever they do, I'm the number
one. I thought you were gonna say she's my favorite. I'm her number one. They all want to know who's their favorite, right? All the time.
So I ask you.
Close moment to moment based on the
and it's so different. Like,
yeah,
so like all different that I there's so many favorite things I love about each
one. Exactly.
So how do you
really good answer?
How are you finding TikTok?
I have zero creativity when I
get zero. I get mad and they're like, you gotta post every day. You should be doing brand.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's supposed to be appreciating. You're like, I don't have Wi-Fi where I'm, but
and we'll film it like it's actually going to be a really good funny video. But she'll forget to write the caption on the video, so no one knows what she's talking about.
Oh my God,
I'm talking to an audio, and I was like, "Mom, you missed the whole thing." Like, no one knows the point of this video.
That's the best.
So, I have a question about because when we're talking about like parenting and children failing, trying out for things, not succeeding, and giving the opportunity to not always get the role or not always make the team.
Or not go to university.
Okay, that too. But for you, you were a child actor.
Yeah.
How old were you when you started?
Like 10, 11.
Yeah. And how long did you do that for?
I quit probably like a year ago.
Yeah,
I would say.
You quit, intentionally quit?
Yeah, I was just kind of sick of it, honestly.
So when she was younger, you went to auditions and you didn't get the roles a lot. And for a 10-year-old kid, how did that feel? How was she? Did she cry?
Well, I feel like at the beginning, I was just like, oh, like, am I not pretty enough? Am I not good enough?
Like, I was mad at hers. But then eventually, it was like, actually, the way that you flipped it was, you just might not look like the look they're going for.
Yeah. Or something I always try and convince myself is, when you're younger, you'd always try out for, like, families. So then I'm like, oh, well, of course, I wouldn't say with, like, two blonde parents.
Mm-hmm.
So I would kind of just try and, like, put the blinds over.
Yeah, your mom's blonde. I like that.
Now I never have a blonde mom.
Yeah, but I'm trying to, like, flip it.
Because I don't want to be, like, 12 and be like, oh, my God, I wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get everything in life. And I could only imagine that build up your resilience.
I was going to say, this is probably why you are confident, because you learned how to deal with rejection and failure.
Totally.
Like,
100%.
I thought now you're like, what up?
And so many parents these days are protecting their kids from any rejection at all. So when they finally get to be 19, 21, independent, and they fail at something, they cannot handle it.
Oh. Rejection is protection. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Why?
True. I was like, rejection is protection because it's not supposed to happen. It wasn't meant to be.
Mm-hmm. I always just say that. I just like read that this week and I was like, that's so true. Or I heard it or I read it. And I love that because it protects you from what wasn't supposed to happen and it opens the way for the thing that's right.
Okay, so what about no university? Big deal, not big deal? No. They just talked about it. She's like, I have to go to French so I can get into university. I'm like, you don't need French to get into university. So what was the narrative?
And do the other stuff.
Okay, so my first daughter was, you know, we were very, she's got to go to university, she wants to be a lawyer, she gets the grade, she's an honors, blah, blah, blah. And she came to us and she said, I don't think I'm going to go. And I was crushed because I always thought, you know, old school, that's the plan. You know, I didn't go. I went to college and I wanted her to go to university because I had the warped sense in my mind.
And dad didn't go to university.
And when she said she wasn't going, I was devastated, but she opened the door for the rest of them.
The first kid always has the hardest.
Sorry, him too.
So what does big sis do now?
So now Logan, her name's Logan, she went to Alberta. At 17, she up and went to Alberta. She got a job at the guy.
And we were all like,
She didn't go with the guy.
It wasn't a guy we liked.
They always... But
all the same people,
I can't tie her up in the basement.
No.
She's got a little girl to learn. Right?
Like, did she come home?
She came home.
Yes, and they break up and come home.
She came home. She said, I'm going to go to Ecuador and I'm going to get my yoga license.
Awesome.
She went 2 months, did that. Now she is 20. She does
everything.
Now she's 23. She bought a van. She converted it into a van life. She lives in a van. With an awesome boyfriend
that we like now.
Who's watching
they live in the Lakes.
When they travel. And she does social media.
And she actually started doing social media for van life.
So yeah,
she's doing it for van life.
She likes, you know, she eats raw liver every morning. She doesn't wear a bra. She doesn't shave her armpits.
That combined with the liver, I'm like, oh,
no. When I hear her story, she's like, just do it. I'm like,
no, she's very in tune with who she is.
All of us are so there. That's like,
she's happy. She's so happy.
And that's
I talk to her every day.
So none of them have gone to university yet.
No, my second one is in university. She wants to be a teacher.
She goes to the Laurier.
Bailey, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you, what was your, why no?
So I applied to university and like I got in and everything. And then kind of COVID hit because I didn't get my prom or my grad or anything.
Oh,
I missed it all. For COVID. So I originally applied to do like marketing and media and stuff like that at Western.
Yeah.
And I was going to go to Western and Laurier. And then I was kind of just like, what?
Well, we were kind of
like it wouldn't make sense because I was going to go to school and not get like the actual school experience because everything's online.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just whatever. And then I ended up starting my own like clothing brand.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for like,
how did you do that?
I would say like I'm a hella entrepreneur. From like when I was little, I always had like a million different businesses.
And yeah,
like,
choose money.
If her old clothes that didn't fit her, she would like have a little Instagram account which she'd sell that bathroom at school.
Yes.
Like I've always just been like, I'm going to be a hustler.
Clothing brand at like what, 18?
Yeah, well, it was that time when, like, tie-dye was starting to get huge again. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to do tie-dye. I'm going to do it.
Always did. They did that. I just told tie-dye. Yeah. That's why we're like this. We had our garage with tie-dye.
We had a bunch of merch, and it was black, and we weren't taking merch on tour anymore.
So we had it in the house.
We were home.
You're like, what's cheap? Bleach.
And
Yeah. And they still it out. Like, Riley got rid of all of her merch from the mini thing.
Yeah, it's fun.
So I started doing tie-dye, and I was also working at Dairy Queen at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So then I ended up quitting Dairy Queen because, like, I started doing TikTok and tie-dye. And then I just, like, had, I think, 250K on TikTok. And I was like,
no,
university is not it for me. And then now it's, like, everything I'm doing is what I was going to go to university for.
Yeah.
Like, media, like,
real life, social media. You obviously know Gary Vee.
Yeah.
And he's like, the university, you cannot learn what you are doing in university.
You could teach the class.
Yeah. You could
better than the teacher ever could.
Yeah.
Because you can't really know it.
And it's changing daily. And like, tomorrow it changes.
Yeah. We get so many messages from, like, I got one from Western asking me, like, come in. I didn't even tell you.
We're like, what?
She didn't go. She's now asking her to.
Yeah. They're like, can you speak about social media? What's like to be an influencer?
Oh, my God.
I'm just like, a lot of my friends, even, they went to school for, like, social media and marketing, and then they're just asking me questions about it, and I was like, yeah.
What? So you have a degree in life.
I'm like, yeah, like, what? So I don't think, now the only thing I'll ever go to university for is not even university. It's just to get my real estate license, because that's, like, eventually I want to get my real estate license, but I think university's for me.
No.
But it is for other people.
No, it is. My sister Bailey, she loves it.
Yeah.
She would never want to go to university.
I told them to go if they want to go for the experience of living alone, having fun.
No, it's so much fun.
You don't go necessarily for the school, but you go to have fun.
Yeah, I didn't go. I never would have had to figure out, like, how to get to my classes and how to study or anything, so I didn't go. But I visit my friends for the party life, which really is a good life experience as well.
Yeah, but you had a backup plan.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
So you had a lot of haters. You had a lot of people who in high school who did not like you.
In high school, I literally had no
problem. What was their ish with you?
Well, I was also I was on Family Channel when I was in high school. So it was like, I was in grade 10 when like things of me and like grade 8 were out and stuff like that. And they're like, oh my God, like you're on Family Channel. That's so cringe.
Oh,
like,
right.
Make fun of me for doing things I like. Like that's cringe.
Things I like.
But did it bother you? Like
I switched schools, so
like it did. You're like did yeah. always like there must have been I
because
it must have been a time where you go to school and you're like this sucks. Like I don't like you're not going to parties on the weekend. You're not hanging out with friends. You're not like
you switched schools because they were so from like grade 9 to sorry myself 10 so bad I keep
getting no we're seeing it no. You're the sun. No you don't
I was like I don't know if I can see that
don't apparently. Even
when I was in like grade 9 grade 10 I would get bullied a lot for my forehead also which like I didn't even think I had a big forehead until it was like a million comments in a row and I'm like oh my god so it was like for my forehead and for being like cringy or I remember our guy was like calling me like room dames that you wouldn't call girl and because, like, I didn't want to make out with him and stuff like that. Oh. It's, like, guys are disgusting in school. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, no, that's a good lesson. Guys are disgusting in high school.
Yeah. But, like, I got to, like, grade 10. I was like, hey, I'm so sick of this school. I'm, like, no. I need, like, a new start. So then I switched schools and I went to a Catholic school.
And that was like a lot better, but
with the uniform.
Yeah.
Did you die when she was getting bullied? And like when she hit, like, would she come home upset? What do you do?
I would cry all the time.
Yeah. Lots of tears. There was this,
even in elementary school,
on the bus, there was a girl who started a We Hate Spencer Club.
It was, and I thought she was my best friend. I literally, like, it was a group of like five girls, and I was like, oh my God, they love me so much. Like, they're my best friends. I would like go hang out with them at lunch and like be friends with them at recess. And then it's like I find out that they have like an I Need Spencer Club, where they're like, what would you
say? Terrible. It was very difficult because it was a small community. Like where we lived was tiny.
Small town. Yeah.
Small town, small school, everything.
And all like your parents know each other.
I'm like, this kid's been in my house.
Yeah.
I see her parents at pickup. I had to call them.
Yes. Right? I had to call them.
They got to know their kids being rude.
Because I want to know.
Exactly.
Well, this is a huge debate. So
I would.
Yeah. Can I tell you a story, Miss Olivia? Do you want to tell when I told you what would happen in grade 7? And it happened to the T.
Yeah, because I am.
Do you want to tell?
Sure. No.
What was it? So before grade 7 started, I said, here's what's going to go down. You're going to have a bunch of girls that will probably like you, hate you. Like, it's going to be a toilet seat that's going to go up and down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're gonna be rude to you, and it's going to be hard. So lo and behold, she comes home and one of her closest friends is like locking her locker so she can't get in.
Because Olivia does not.
They're like, it's time to grow up and figure out you're such a baby. Learn how to open your locker. So they lock her locker, hit her on the head with their lunch bags, exclude her, be nice one day, mean the next day. And I was like, This is them. This is not you. And it had. Yeah. I called it before it happened. Mm-hmm. And then I could tell she was kind of, something was off. And I was like, is this happening? And I said exactly, because I think we have all been through it. The hot hand of how girls feel and the drama of like, what, you know, just this weird thing. And I said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to diversify your friend group. We're going to have Taylor, who you always got, and you got your other one from the other school, and those are your safe places. Mm-hmm. And the other ones, we're just going to steady on. She's not a bad girl. Yeah. She's just going through something hard. These girls are going to come out of it.
I feel like that age is like when girls start to realize, like, it's not realize. It's like girls start to get like almost jealous around that time, I feel like. And it's like, where some girls are super confident one day, super insecure other day.
Yeah,
it's just like projecting it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like, and like your body's changing so much during that time. So it's like girls will see something on you and be like, shit, I wish I had that, and like point it out on you, if that makes sense. Like that time is when girls are kind of taught that other girls are their competition, which is like stupid as hell.
And
TV perpetuates that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine now with like social media. Like I didn't really have it that much when I was younger.
Well, and imagine you go to a party and everyone's invited but you, and you can watch it in real time.
Yeah.
And they're your quote unquote best friends. So you're sitting there and you're like, so before when you'd go home, you wouldn't know what happened till Monday and it would be kind of have died down. Now you sit and watch it, and you're like, awesome.
They're all snapping. They're probably so scared they're going to show up, and you're the life of the party, and you're going to look too.
The good thing, she's the most adverse to conflict, so she powered through, and then lo and behold, we're back. Like, she's back in my house, and I'm like, how's it going? You know, so it was like, it just was, and I was like, do I call the mom? What do I do?
Well, that's
like, why.
That's what
like,
I want to know.
I forget, though.
I want to know. Something had happened to her with a guy. Didn't know how to reach the parents. But I was like, if my child was saying these things online to a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Or even if Taylor was doing it, I absolutely want to know because the kid's being shitty, but the kid is also young and making mistakes and trying things out. So I would want to know. Didn't know how to contact like the parents, but found out where the dad worked in like DM'd Instagram. I was like, if this is so and so's dad, can you just email me? Anyways, I never heard anything back. The next day,
huge
parent rate apology came to Taylor.
Yeah.
So what did the parents say when you let them know what they were doing to her?
Oh, yeah, they were shocked.
Yeah,
and her mother was very
shocked. She would never do that. And there's a sign floating around. And, like, I appreciate that you want your child to be innocent.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I'm leveling with you. And, she ended up apologizing. She ended up making the girl come to Spencer and apologize to her
in front of me.
She's like, you wanted to. So you weren't nervous. Because I feel like, Olivia, correct me if I'm wrong, you were like, don't contact the mom. Like, she didn't want the backlash.
Yeah, you was like, contact the dad.
I was like, I don't know.
Because then they go to their friends who like, so and so did that. Like, I'm like, what are you doing?
I feel like my mom's my best friend. She's standing up for me.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with it?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, God.
I like that.
Kind of called in reinforcements, too, because, you know, I let the teacher know. I know it's
so Karen-ish or whatever.
But I'm like, hey, Mr. Brown, this is going on. If you can just keep an eye.
Yeah.
Because I'm volunteering in your school, so I can see, too.
Yeah.
And I'm helping you, so you help me. If you see anything going on, just, you know.
Yeah.
Be aware.
Yeah.
Kind of have your back to me.
So the consensus is we maybe open up the conversation as this may be happening. Because I think a lot of moms struggle with this. Like the kid doesn't want you to. Do you do it? I guess it comes down to let's give a heads up and see what's happening.
Well, the other thing is none of us are perfect. Like I'm sure there's so there's a time that I unintentionally made someone else feel bad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So like I would also being like a nice person, I would want to know that I did something to make someone else feel bad. Whether it was just me being like immature, me being jealous without actually like being
Spencer, adults can't do that yet. So the fact that you can be aware of that is bigger than the fact that like I swear to parents all the time are like, they can't own to be making someone feel bad. And we always say that just like, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean to. If I hurt your feeling.
I would never intentionally want to make you feel that way. Just like let me know what happened. We can talk about
it. Because then she's like, she's so mad.
I have no idea.
I did. I'm like,
then at the acid,
I don't know what happened. And sometimes it's literally something you don't remember doing.
Yep.
It's so small that you're like, oh, shit.
And sometimes other people feel it like more than others. So I never like thought that she felt that way or they felt that way. But just, I ask just because if they feel that way, then obviously something's wrong.
And you're sorry.
Yeah, then you're less.
And then
exactly. Oh my God, we could talk to you for hours and hours and hours. And you guys need a podcast. You know this, right? You got a podcast?
I talk about starting a podcast like every day.
Do you feel so busy with your TikTok career?
Yes. I want to let you know, brand deals.
It's her plate is so full. So much.
But she thrives on that.
But two things. Number one, podcasts are evergreen. They last forever and people can always go back and listen to them and it's content that never dies. Mm-hmm. Number two, you could do it with someone, your mom, and you can do one podcast a week. And number three, it's free and it's that we use a free app and upload it and that's all we do.
Yeah. Can I just have our own conversations and record them?
And he's like, I just
tell you during a podcast to me. Like, I want to.
No, I think you would
be,
well, you can also rip audio off and put it into other, it is so... Yeah. It is one of the most powerful platforms because people can listen as they walk, as they go, and you have such a strong voice in the area. So when your plate opens up a little.
Yeah. No, I definitely really want you to do one thing. I was like, if I started one, I have a friend, Sahar, who also has like she does TikToks and like we do videos together and stuff like that. So we were talking about having one together or I would just have one and always like have guests.
Exactly. And remember, you have content. You own it forever.
Yeah.
TikTok, you don't own forever.
Yeah,
Instagram doesn't. You can't own it, but this is yours forever.
It just keeps growing, and then
I don't know
anything about podcasts. So like, how do you monetize your podcast?
It would not be hard for you to sign with an
app. Actually, we have a network America, and we have a network for America, Canada, Australia, and UK, and they do all four of them. When we turn this off, we'll give you the lowdown. Because honest to God, it is a amazing way to get your message out. And I think there's not a big demographic for teenagers right now. And people, I think a lot of these younger generation could listen to the conversation.
To a walking to school. Walking.
I think it's just tiny.
I'm going to start with just for you.
tiny messages, and they can be 20 minutes. They can, you don't get overwhelmed by them. No. And I just think that if we can get the message out bigger and further, you know, it's your message is so important. And you two have, I don't know how you two have such a great relationship, but
we all are.
A four of us.
This looks exactly like
you. I feel like we've gotten closer since, like, we just get closer and closer.
Because she's probably maturing, right?
And so
she is.
A lot of time together, growing up, driving to Toronto to auditions.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. So we spent a lot.
But I'm saying our relationship has only gotten closer since, like,
Because
you get, like, more and more in common.
Okay, and the last few questions are, what do you do when you're having an off day in terms of confidence? Because I don't think that's an age thing. I think that is a thing for most women who struggle with it up until their gosh know what age. Like, what's your tips for women who are sitting there being like, I hate myself?
I feel like I scream about it for like a hot 5 minutes. And then I'm like, okay, Spencer, shut up. No one cares. Like,
that's what you're looking on the outside. Are you a good person? So at first, I'm definitely hard on myself. And I'm like, yo, like, I hate this. I'll start like,
okay, what do you hate?
About myself?
Yes. Like when you, because
in those moments.
Like when you're like, I hate this, I hate that. Because this is a narrative that a lot of 12 and 13 year olds repeat to themselves over and over, what they hate about themselves.
Things that I'll hate about myself is sometimes I'll hate how just my face in general. I'll just be like, why does my face look like this today? But it'll literally just be like, I need more sleep or something.
Okay.
Or I'll complain about my body a lot or how pants look on me, because I've always had just like thicker thighs, like a big butt, and like pants never fit me properly. So I'll like put things on with like, what the hell? Or I get like PR packages and I'll try the clothes on and the company could have like sent me the wrong size. And I'll be like, how did I go from like a size, like I used to be like a size 4 in high school. Like, how did I go from like a size 4 to now I'm wearing like size 8 pants? I'm like, what the hell? Like, how does that happen? So I'd get mad at myself at first for probably like 5 minutes. And then I'll just be like, it doesn't really matter. Like, it honestly doesn't matter. Like, my looks are always going to change my whole life. Like, it's just going to go up and down. But I'm like, am I a good person on the inside? I'll just think about that. And then I'll kind of just be like, yo, you kind of rock.
Like, what am I thinking of doing?
I'm not telling myself in the mirror. I was just like flirting with myself. Like, how did you do that?
Oh, you're your own cheerleader.
Yeah, and I'm like, you kind of rock. Look at everything you're doing. Or I'll like look at photos of myself on like my my phone, or I'll like go watch my TikToks. I'm like, you freaking rock. I'm like, yeah, you do cool shit. And does that. Like, my looks have nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I'll tell you, we're sitting here, your sparkle in your eye is so much more beautiful than anything. Like, your energy and your, like, your vital, your life, like, your, like, your soul is so strong throughout mm-hmm. your entire being that you can't pick anything apart, because you're just like, you know, when people talk about a good energy, you got like an amazing energy.
Oh, you both do.
Okay, well, we have to give you something. This was a project that these two girls started. Do you remember this? Why did we start this?
Do you remember this?
I don't trust. Say, do you remember this? Why'd you do this?
So we started a brand just for like girls, just to feel like very confident in themselves.
Yay.
And just like not really look at the sizing, like we do letters instead of
because
like maybe sometimes you don't want to go into a store and be like size large, because some people don't feel like that, and so like letters help just with that.
So we ripped out the sizing of every hoodie and we did
that.
Letters so that people didn't feel like they weren't tied to a size.
Yeah, you're more than your size.
We obviously got you pink, but this is the most important thing. And we tell our girls, it's never about what you look like. It's never about anything other than...
Our sons are obsessed with these two.
Yeah. You see what it says on the neck?
Find the fun.
It's all about finding the fun and the joy in life. So we got a pink for you and a three hoodie for mama. And we didn't know the color for mama, but we decided to
check it.
Black is my color. Yeah, this is my color. So we just wanted, you guys are such an inspiration. And honestly, when we found you, it was just like,
and then to be Canadian too, I mean, it's the best,
it's
right?
That's so
mess for Canadian.
And you find out, you're like, yeah.
Whenever I find out anyone's Canadian, I'm like, I know. I feel like I live in LA. I was like, yo,
I actually saw you comment. I am in Ontario in one of your comments. That's how I knew. The only way I knew was that I live in Ontario. I was like,
I'm pulling people with my Instagram photos. I'm like, I'm trying so hard not to show the snow. I just felt like this season.
It sounds like you need to go on a vacation and bake a bunch of photos.
But it's so true. I was saying to the girls this morning too, I'm like, before, when you would see someone who was like famous, you couldn't get to them unless they were in LA and New York, like, or anywhere near there. It's just so crazy. You can have access to each other to meet and collaborate. It's so much
better. And we got to leave 5 children behind. So it's a school today.
Family day.
We got her
today.
It's a big family. It's a family day. They all have the PD day.
So we ditched our families and candy. Yeah.
Spencer, where can they find you? Robin, where can they find you?
Oh, gosh. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok. And my username is @Spencer.Barbosa. And I also have a YouTube channel, and it is just called Spencer Barbosa.
And what's YouTube going to be?
On YouTube, I kind of just post everything. What I post, girl talks, like bikini try-on hauls, like how to feel confident.
Yeah, there's your podcast.
Yeah, kind of done. I know. I should just do that, because I actually hate making YouTube videos, because I'm like, it's so exhausting to edit.
And you can also film your, and then you can upload your podcast to YouTube.
Yeah.
So it's a double way. You just film it and then you throw it up.
Yeah.
And
love that. I put it like every day. I like talking more.
Guys, it is a free app. Yeah. It's called Rec.
You don't, every podcast we have is, we have over, I think we're at 11 million downloads now. Wow. Of our pod. Yeah. And this is it in a car. Awesome. With this.
There Earthly Fine Mama. I guess.
Come on, well, on
TikTok. I don't know.
Relationship is what moms need to see, right? It's like we need you. It's inspirational. It's a, it's like lovely.
Okay. Well, you can find me on TikTok.
Yeah.
Barbosa. And you can find me in Spencer's comments.
I love it. Oh my God. You guys are amazing.
So much reading.
Thank you guys.